devil's advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, rolling through the happier happy hour. I got Dom, I got Evan, lightly screaming. Do something with the calls, man. I mean, I see a couple of names on this list that, you know, I'm a little skeptical of. Real quick, here's the other thing I'm a little skeptical of. Elon Musk is buying Twitter. Apparently, he got some cash together, and they said, sure, we'll take your money. Right. Take it private, do whatever, we're cashing out.
Right.
But do you hear that Donald Trump sues Truth Social since the launch of this bid? Has lost 44% of its stock value.
Oh, too bad.
And Donald Trump today told Foxy News, I'm not going on Twitter. I'm going to stay on Truth. The former president said, I hope Elon buys Twitter because he'll make improvements to it and he's a good man, but I'm going to be staying on Truth. But he's not actually on Truth. He's put one posting on his own site, and then he claims he's going to get more active on it. Now that Elon's buying Twitter, you know he's going to go running back to Twitter.
Of course he is. I mean, this is classic Trump. Say you're not going to do something when you know damn well if he gets the opportunity, he will jump back on Twitter as soon as he possibly can.
He got like that blank check corporation that partnered with like Trump World, screw the... you know, grifting screw people incorporated. And they got this massive amount of money. I mean, I saw that Trump got hundreds of millions of dollars for the Truth Social. You don't think the investors have any clawbacks if the things go in the way of CNN Plus streaming?
I mean, good luck collecting from Trump, man. That's all I got to say.
844-967-2789. You're the Twitter guy. I'm more of a call the show guy.
All right, but okay, I know we'll get to the callers here, but let's talk about this just briefly. And I kind of have, you know, mixed feelings about it. I mean, if I were an investor, a stockholder in Twitter, and I was going to get a premium and the board said, okay, great. I mean, you know, cash out, whatever. I mean, so, but, you know, now you have a billionaire owning this big platform. He takes it private. What does that actually mean? What does that, how is that going to impact the operations?
I don't know, man. The next thing, some billionaire will go buy the Washington Post.
Right. This is what I'm saying, man. And of course, there's other newspapers and there's other outlets out there. Twitter is the big one, but you know, this is what? Oh, Twitter started in 2006. MySpace started in 2003. So I get a little less concerned when I think about all the other options that are out there for people to put their content on. But obviously, Twitter is the big one right now.
844-967-2789. And I hear there's sort of a rich guy that owns the Fox News. Gary from Sussex. Welcome back, Gary. How you doing?
Hey, man? Gary. What's happening?
Hey, guys. I own Fox News. Did I hear you right?
What?
I must have.
No, you don't. No, a rich guy owns Fox News. A lot of rich guys owning.
Unless you're... If you're a rich guy, Gary, then why won't you spring for drinks when you buy the fish fry?
You're not going to let that go, are you?
No, never.
You never, ever, Gary.
Man stiffs me on a couple of drinks. I'll forget that fish in a heartbeat, but, you know, stiff me on a couple of drinks, guys, dude. I'm taking it to my grave, Gary.
Listen, you guys had it all planned that you're going to bankrupt me and I go out of business because you guys are going to drink the place until it's closed.
Gary, we've tried kind of and... You know,
there's too much booze in the world, man. It could never happen, Gary. But we do appreciate the dinner.
I brought $100. That's all I had. You know, I'd have to wash dishes to pay for the rest. For
hey, stop tithing the church and bring it for the drinks, Gary.
Yeah, right.
Hey, man, what do you got politically for us, Gary?
Well, first, I do want to say hi to Brian. I know I don't get a chance to talk to him very much.
He's not
anymore,
around. So Brian's not there, listening, man. He's at Disney. He's down in Ron DeSantis territory.
Oh, great. All right. Hey, I just have one question. Out of 0 to 100, how concerned or how paranoid are you to the fact that Donald Trump is going to run in 2024?
Zero.
Are you concerned?
No, I don't think he's going to run at all.
I'm 97% concerned, Gary.
Then You are 97?
Yeah, I think he's going to run again. And
I don't think he's running.
I think he will.
I don't think he's going to.
Why not?
I think he'll.
Even though I disagree with you, why are you wrong? Tell me the reasons.
I don't believe he's going to run because I think that, first of all, the Democrats think he's going to run. As a Republican, I don't think he's going to run because I think what's going to happen is, as far as I'm concerned, I've had enough of this. You know, he has too much baggage. The Democrats.
Well, that baggage was there when you voted for him the first two times, Gary.
Now, on the baggage, though, Gary, real quick, I know you have some other thoughts, but does the insurrection, does that add to the baggage? I mean, how does that weigh into your thought process?
I wish it didn't happen. I wish he would have went out there and stopped everybody, said, hey, no, come back. But a lot of the people that got into the Capitol were led in by Capitol Police, and these people are not going to be prosecuted. There's going to be a few of them. There may be a handful, like maybe 20. The rest of the 700, they're just not going to do anything about it.
Well, and they've already been prosecuting the rest. The rest of them were specifically violent, Gary. You might have had a few goofball tourists caught up in the violence, but I'm telling you, Gary, they're not going to fail to prosecute the vast majority. Man, you go and strike an insurrection against the United States government. Yeah, I think the DOJ is going to take as many of them down as they can, Gary.
The fact is, if you're just walking around, looking around, and there's these judges.
Gary, I've been caught up in some riotous behavior myself, man. And I got to tell you.
That's true. It's true.
They're going to take us all down. If they got you on the videotape, man, you're spending at least some time under house arrest.
I saw you in Madison, you and Pizza Box. Things did get a little bit out of hand down there, didn't they?
I don't know,
Gary,
what the hell you're talking about.
If it's not Trump, Gary, then who would you like to see represent the GOP in 2024 if not Trump?
DeSantis, I think. I think that he's
your kind of fascist, Gary?
Yeah. He's I think he's good. I think that he doesn't have.
I appreciate your candor, Gary.
I don't know how this thing with Disney World is going to work out for him.
Not well for the taxpayers. He's going to stick it to the taxpayers.
He's taking a huge chance. He's taking a huge chance on doing this.
You know, this is going to play out about as well as Foxconn did for Scott Walker, Gary. Because whenever you make decisions on behalf of the state as the chief executive, like Scott Walker did with Foxconn, you know, the back of the napkin, the Hail Mary, just looking for any, I mean, he thought this was a grand salami Scott Walker did, right? Well, when you start fighting big business, a corporation with 80,000 employees in your state, and they're big donors to Republican causes, and you stick it to the tax base. I mean, Gary, what happened? When did Republicans start hating big business, man, and start dictating? I mean, I thought you were for small government.
I am for small government.
Well, Ron DeSantis is not. Otherwise, he wouldn't be sticking his nose into Disney's business, right? He didn't like it. Well, he got petty because they insulted the Don't Say Gay bill. And the fact that they waded into his little cultural war meant that he's going to stick it to them financially. Only they're not sticking it to Disney. He's sticking it to the taxpayers of Florida, just like Scott Walker stuck it to us.
I agree that this might bite him.
I'm going to end you right there.
This might cost him the election or even being a nominee for the Republican candidacy for the president of the United States. So this could be a problem, and I'm not the only one that's concerned about it. There's a lot of Republicans that are concerned about it. And,
Gary, it's just a little fascist, isn't it? I mean, to go after an individual corporation, to single out the Disney Corp,
isn't this specifically because Disney stopped donating, right? They stopped their political donations,
No, they spoke out against his bad legislation, Gary.
The thing is, what he's doing is legal. It might not be the smartest thing, but it's legal.
Well, I'm not saying he's breaking the law. I'm saying he's being a moron and anti-gay man, and I don't think that plays.
I think this would be a problem. I think this could be a real problem for him.
Gary, really appreciate your candor, man. I'm pretty sure I heard you call Ron DeSantis your kind of fascist. 844-967-2789. Let's get a little sorbet for the palate. Let's cleanse the conservative. It'll be a while, CJ. Just hold tight. Joe from Madison. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Thanks for the wonderful show, as always. Just great stuff. And thanks for Gary for calling in. I don't agree with him, but thank him for calling in. I think that it's of that over 800 who have been charged at the Capitol, you've got to understand that a lot of those people have gone for plea agreements, and those plea agreements involve basically ratting out the people ahead of them. You know, it's a classic mobster kind of takedown thing where, yeah, you aren't interested in the lower fists. You want the people who actually plotted this insurrection, who actually plotted this coup. And I think if people didn't catch it, I would really encourage folks to head to the podcast to listen to what you did on Friday, Crudy, pulling that show together.
It was a damn fine show.
It was a very good show. And I think, you know, the thought that, as Jamie Raskin said, the six most chilling words he's heard were Mike Pence saying, "I'm not getting into that car." It's apparently even worse than that. You know, he had family with him and he wouldn't get into the car. That's fascinating. You know, he had people screaming for his head and he wouldn't get into the car. And apparently he said to his Secret Service agent, he said, "Well, I trust you, Tim, but I don't trust the guy driving the car." Now, what does that mean? As I understand, the Secret Service people are in contact with each other. So the Secret Service that's covering Trump is well aware of where Pence is. They certainly knew where he was.
Can you understand why I am a little dismissive of the contempt charges and the alleged tax crimes against Donald Trump? Not because he's not guilty, he probably is. But this crime is such a clear violation of everything that we stand for as an American people and as a democracy. And the fact that the righties are willing to, they're willing to be fascist. They're willing to say, you know, we'll shoot the referees as long as we get to win the game. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, as long as they win by any means necessary.
Yeah, and to the extent where our democracy is hanging on Dan Quayle saying the parliamentarian won't let you do this, Pence, and then finally Pence saying, "I'm not getting into the car. I'm not going to participate in whatever long-range plan they had."
I think it was for fear for his personal safety, Joe. Appreciate your call. We're going to keep moving down the phones. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. How you doing, Mark?
Hey,
appreciate
Mark.
Your patience.
Doing great. No time to be patient. And thanks to Gary for calling in. At least he adds a little bit of intelligence to his view, unlike some of the more ones that just got their talking points about how bad Joe Biden is. Ignoring the fact that
he did say he likes Ron DeSantis. Consider that as well as you make your assessment of our buddy Gary.
it is kind of sad that there, because Ron DeSantis is pretty horrible. And I think in Wisconsin law, as far as abortion goes, abortion is already illegal in Wisconsin. It's just the Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade, that keeps it from being applied. And I think, I don't even know if there's any exceptions under Wisconsin law. So if a woman gets an ectopic pregnancy under Wisconsin law, it may be that she has to die because there's nothing they can do in the case of an ectopic pregnancy except have an abortion. And I mean, and birth control
God's
is,
plan,
you know, they consider,
right? I mean, that's what a Ron DeSantis Republican would tell you. That's God's plan.
Yeah, but for some reason, a Republican can't get an erection. Is it God's plan to provide the Viagra, Mark? I mean, it's all hypocritical.
Comes from the state health care plan.
It's all the war on culture, Mark.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that they're against birth control. They're against IUDs. I mean, they're against condoms because they call condoms an abortion, for goodness sake. I mean, it's just bad.
Every sperm is sacred, Mark. Don't forget.
Every sperm is pure. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Last segment of the day. I got Monday mouth, man. Thank God it's the last segment. Your calls could be next. 844-96-PARTY.